Hey, this is Parker Ainsworth. Welcome to the End of the Shell show. This is a song called Awake.
Alarm clock sounds a horn, echoing the day is born. As you open up your window, circles beautifully adorned. Light pours in, washing the room, many shadows become few. Are we waking from a dream, or are these dreams we're sleeping through? Once I felt your warm breath upon my cheek, wide awake, then I fell right back asleep. Somewhere in my dreams I see the outline of your face as you whisper in my ear, awake, awake, awake. Rising from the ruffling sheets, there were once as white as geese, flying south above reflections cast upon a tranquil sea. Waves of feathers curl and lift in a gust of ocean mist. On the beach below, a man deciphers all the things he's missed. Once I felt your warm breath upon my cheek, wide awake, then I fell right back asleep. Somewhere in my dreams I see the outline of your face as you whisper in my ear, awake. I opened up my eyes for a moment in a dream, glimpsed eternity. Once I felt with one breath on my cheek, wide awake, then I fell right back asleep. Somewhere in my dreams I see the outline of your face as you whisper in my ear, awake, 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 awake. Awake.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 studio, NoHo2.com. It is the Enter the Shell show, now streaming on Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com for details. I'm joined by Austin native Parker Ainsworth. You can find him, Parker Ainsworth. com. How's it going, man? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hell yeah, dude. The first thing that comes to mind is, how dope is it that you get to play the harmonica?
I enjoy that as well, man. I always call this thing a folk necklace.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. I think there's probably a more technical term for it. But yeah, it's good to play and pick at the same time, you know, keep all the limbs busy.
I know. When I was a little kid, I would always get those like fake little like plastic harmonicas, and I was always just intrigued by their sound, but I could never make a song or anything like that, like when people would start, you know, doing stuff. And like it would always piss me off, like when I would see the guy from John Popper, and you would have like, yeah, you would have stacks of them just everywhere, and you would just get them like it's cool and play it, and you would make them sing, man. And how did you get involved in harmonica? Like, that's so dope.
You know, my where did I learn? My dad used to play the harmonica, and he didn't practice that much, but he had a couple little riffs that he'd just bust out with here and there, like driving around his truck. And then when I started playing guitar, I picked up one of his harmonicas, and then came the folk necklace, and I guess the rest is history. I'm not John Popper. I don't have, like, the bandolier of harmonicas as of yet. forthcoming.
I feel like he's going to rob me with all of his harmonicas, you know, like a little bandito. Now, your music has been described as patchwork Americana. Do you think that's like an accurate statement, or how would you describe it?
You know, I'd say that's a pretty accurate statement. It's definitely, I mean, I've listened to a lot of different music. I grew up listening to like blues and jazz, John Lee Hooker, Elmore James, Muddy Waters, moved to like West Coast cool jazz, Wes Montgomery, Jimmy Smith, got really into hip hop, late 90s, and drum and bass, house and all that stuff. And so that comes out. Sometimes you hear freestyle, but yeah, long story short, I'd say it's a bunch of stuff thrown together, and I'm definitely a North American. So I'd say that's a pretty accurate statement.
Well, who are the 90s hip hop artists that you were into? I'm very curious.
90s hip hop artist. I used to listen to a lot of Project Blowed. So and all those guys were actually out here in LA at the time. Mike and I and Jupiter, Peace, Mystic Journeyman, Bus Driver, a lot of West Coast underground stuff.
That is pretty. I was like, I've never heard of anything. I was like, you a fan of Ice Cube? You a fan of Cam? EPMD?
EPMD, yeah. I listened to some EPMD. It was mostly, though, really underground West Coast hip-hop, interesting enough.
Are you still into underground hip-hop?
You know, I just haven't. At a certain point, it just seemed like, I don't know, maybe just something changed in me, but rap just is so egoic. And I get it. I get it, you know? But I just, like, I don't want to just talk about how cool I am. Like,
you are pretty cool though, dude.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, at a certain point, there are MCs I hear that are good into that poetry, and they open up the channel, and it's not just them. And the guys I was listening to back then, like Bus Driver, still bring some great stuff. But yeah, at a certain point, I guess I just shifted away from the turntables back to, you know, an acoustic guitar.
You never had like a chance to like cover any of them like with your guitar? Has that been like something that you've been trying to do, or something that you did younger when you were?
You know, I didn't. I never covered any of those cats. You know, and it goes back. Yeah, definitely Far Side. I used to listen to a lot of Far Side too.
If you can do "She Passes, She Keeps Passing Me By," that song is fucking.
My dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me very well. Like, yeah, I mean, there could be a cover in there.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, that's definitely a good idea. I'm actually working on a cover duo called The Owl and the Pussycat. So maybe we'll come back and throw out "She Keeps Passing Me By" next time.
That'd be cool. I did see on your Twitter that you guys have been performing here and there. Is this something that you want to keep on doing, or do you like performing by yourself?
Both. You know, the stuff that's me definitely it's a lot closer to the bone. It's stuff that, you know, it would be in my journal if I didn't put it into a song. It's an outlet, you know, and I need that. But with Jesse Payo, that's the other half of the On the Pussycat, it's just fun. You know, sometimes you just want to have fun. You want to cover a song that you've been hearing, and you want to bring it to life in a different light. And that's what that's for. And yeah, I say both. I vote both.
Tell me about your now, and this is going to sound like a weird statement, but your old new EP, because this is a new EP, but it's not really, right?
No. It originally, the songs on there, everybody except for one, are all about 3 years old, at least. Some of them more like 4 or 5, and it was originally cut in late 2009, and then I just came back. We wanted to up the production, so we recut the vocals and drums and all that jazz, and yeah, so it's the old new EP.
Yeah, is that weird when you're out promoting it, you know, and you see some of your fans there, and they're gonna go buy it, but they're like, wait, I already have this, and then what do you tell them? Like, oh no, this is the mastered. Or the remastered edition, or
I definitely thought about that. And so what I did when I released this is I just set up a Bandcamp page, pay what you want, for the first 2 months, which we're about to exit that right now. And I've just blasted everybody who has seen me, who has the old EP, and told them, hey, thanks for your support. Go up there, grab it, you know. And if your friends want it, if they feel like contributing, great. But then in a moment, it's going to come down, and we'll go to iTunes, and then it will be, you know, like everyone's. first exposure, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right. We're talking, of course, about Parker Loves You. And you can get that EP on Bandcamp. And I did see it was the kind of pay-as-you-want kind of scheme. I call it a scheme. I don't know why. It's kind of like, oh, pay what you want. You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily you're guilting people, but it's kind of like, hey, you know, like, pay what you want. And I'll be happy with anything. But realistically, if someone, you know, paid like a penny, would you be happy with that?
You know, I probably wouldn't even know. I mean, their I think it's collecting emails, you know, just for the sake of me being able to tell them what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it all, I do want my music to be out there. And this is my first release. And the next release, I'm really excited about. We're working on that right now. And that one will have a different, you know, format that I'm releasing it.
I know you're really into yoga, speaking of release, by the way.
I am. I'm super into yoga. Yeah.
How has that like helped your writing, if at all?
Well, yoga, one thing I realized is that yoga doesn't start or stop just because you roll out a foam mat on the floor, you know? It keeps going, ideally. That's the practice. And like yogis from India, and saints and sages that have been around for thousands of years, blowing people's minds with some real deep insights. You know, they just live yoga, which is just breathing and allowing, and like you said, releasing and letting go. So yeah, it's helped me. Definitely living in Los Angeles, there's a lot of variables that could contribute to a high stress level, and that's everywhere, but definitely here. You know, and so it's helped me. I'd say it's helped me align my priorities into a set of something that I can truly stand behind and let go of what doesn't, you know, what's not worth wasting my thoughts on.
Are you now limber because of that?
I'm pretty limber.
Do chicks like that?
Do the chicks like the limber thing? Yeah, you know, I haven't asked them that. You know, that's a question I'll field next time. Yeah, yeah.
Can we call a girl that like you've been with? Or
that would be excellent, Turtle. I have a feeling you might have some of their numbers.
If I did, I'd get them on the horn right now, and we'd like give them a call.
You're like, so, is Parker Ainsworth limber? Nice.
Tell me about his core.
So he's got a good twist. Yeah. Man, a twist.
But then I'd probably just get jealous because I'm the most opposite of limber. I'm lumber. I'm literally just like a piece of lumber. I can barely like move or anything like that. I want to be limber though. I see limber guys like walking around all limber and like relaxed. I'm like, I want that.
You can do it.
How do I do it? Tell me now.
It just starts, man. Like, you know, going back to yoga, the biggest thing is it's a practice. And it's not, now I see there's like competitive yoga, which I think is hilarious. It's
wrong. Yeah, completely wrong.
Because it's like, yeah, it's just such an oxymoron. Because it's like when you go into yoga, it's all about your practice. It's not about how tight you are or loose you are compared to anyone else in the room. So yeah, man, if you want to touch your toes, release the backs of those hamstrings. Because I know sitting makes that stuff tight. You can totally do it. Just show up on the mat. We could do a sequence after this if you're down for it, man.
We might.
We'll see how we feel.
Yeah. I have other things that we might do after. I'm planning and plotting as we speak. Our guest, of course, is Parker Ainsworth. You can find him ParkerAinsworth.com. And right now, he's about to play another song, Rain. And we'll have more with him right here on the Enter the Shell show.
All I can say is that life's but a song that I sing, even if it belongs to the silence. I heard footsteps leading away in the darkness, scared until accepting some death brought me solace. I've seen yellow flowers float gently on water, so blue that reflections could dance in the moonlight. Here in an instant I live between dreams, so real that reality's fake and pretentious. Rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. falling. The rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. Rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. The rain keeps on falling. High and low can see me, I'm flying and falling through clouds. I felt lost, I felt missing. I looked in your eyes and I see there's a question deep in the center exists true affection. Lost is the truth in a world of deception. The kind individuals bring back the reason. I live for the music, I'm facing a sunrise. The bass skin and root to epiphanies realize. Rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. Rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. Rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. The rain keeps on falling. Falling, 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 falling. Falling, falling, falling. All that I can say is that I'm tired of all this rain and thundering. But all I have to guide and do except keep on moving towards the skies in blue. All that I can say is that I'm tired of all this suffering, but what does all it do except keep on moving towards the skies of blue, towards the skies of blue, towards the skies of blue, towards the skies of blue. Rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. The rain keeps on falling and falling and falling. Falling, 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 falling down.
My guest is Parker Ainsworth. Parker Loves You is the new but yet old EP that's out. You can find that at Bandcamp. We're going to have the link so you can get it and get it now, because like we said before, it's on the whole pay as much as you want plan for now until a couple days, and it's going to probably go to like $1,000 each copy.
I think it's going to be more,
$7.99.
Yeah. Split the difference between nothing and
$1,799. That's a pretty good deal if you ask me. Parker Ainsworth, that name sounds like a cartoon character, something out of a comic book. Is that your real name?
It is my real name.
Have comic situations happened to you in life because of your name or anything like that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if the comic situations came because of the name or...
Are you just in a comical...
I was just in a comical situation. There have definitely been a slew of comical situations, for sure. Yeah.
And any of those come to mind? A really funny one that would make me pee my pants?
Oh, wow.
You don't have... Maybe shit my pants.
Pants peeing. that's a certain degree of hilarity. Man, trying to think of a... Of course, it's like when someone's like, tell me something funny.
Yeah.
It's like my mind goes blank. Man, there've definitely been a lot of them, somewhere along the road. For whatever reason, right now I'm thinking about, I don't know how hilarious this is, but before I left Texas to come out here, I got a job with a friend of my dad who's a Vietnam vet, and he, climbs radio towers for a living. And, anyway, he got in a car wreck, so he couldn't climb, and he was all drunk at one of my parents' parties, and he asked me if I'd work for him. So I started climbing these 500-foot radio towers, and the story would be like waking up at 4:30 in the morning, barreling down a Texas highway with him blasting bluegrass, telling me Nam stories, and handing me Red Bull and those 5-hour emergency drinks, and then climbing a radio tower.
You must have climbed those in like 2 seconds.
I was racing, man. I was racing. Not to mention, you know, there's definitely a bit of adrenaline that comes in climbing those things. So, I don't know how funny that was, but that's just what.
No, it's cool. But. It's definitely an unusual situation. Very, I would like to say Harold and Kumar esque, you know.
I could hear that.
Yeah, yeah. We it's weird because you find beauty in kind of everyday things, you know, like you have that tendency, don't you?
I think that goes back to the practice of living yoga, you know, because it is, everything's beautiful. It's all perspective, and stuff can suck too. Don't get me wrong, but it's all like what you focus on expands kind of thing. So yeah, there's a lot of beauty around, you know, that's what I'm choosing to focus on because that's what I'd like to see more of.
I was reading your Twitter, and you're a very positive person, and I don't know if that's because, I don't know, because you do yoga or you just want to be a positive person, but, like, you write very, like, inspirational, like, things.
I used to be very not that. I spent the majority of my late teens and early 20s really, really, really depressed, and after choosing that, you know, it just got boring. You know, the world sucks. It's all messed up. The powers that be have handed us over to hell in a handbasket. And we're all just, you know, that whole line of thought that I've definitely educated myself on and gone as far as I could, it just gets boring. Just not stimulating.
And then one day you woke up and you're like, you know what, screw this. I don't need this. And then you just started eating cupcakes and rainbows started appearing or what?
I started farting rainbows, actually, that day. That's when I knew. One day I was working at Apple, actually. Another little tidbit. I was working at Apple, and I just decided I wasn't playing music at the time, and I knew that I just wanted something different. And so it was. Difference came. And then I just made some different choices, and things.
What drew you to want to play the guitar and be, you know, for lack of a better term, a singer-songwriter?
Wow. You know, I'd kind of gone through several... attempts of doing that. You know, I first picked up a guitar when I was probably about 13. And then I did that for a while. And, you know, your teens can be hard. It's so easy to believe the whole disillusioned bandwagon and not trust yourself and think that you suck and be full of doubt. And I guess that's just a rite of passage. But so that was the first try of writing songs. I started writing songs when I was about 14. And then I discovered hip-hop and electronic music and put the guitar away for turntables for about 4 years, like late teens into 20s. And then I played an open mic in 2002. That's when it came back, and I did that for a while around Austin, and then I quit playing while I worked at Apple for about 2 years, and then I picked up the guitar again. So third time's the charm, I guess. And I saw musicians. My mom would be sad. She'd play some music, and I'd see how things would change, like her facial expressions and her demeanor would change. So that's what inspired me to start playing guitar.
Tell me about the thought or at least the concept that, and I don't know if you developed this or you heard it from somewhere, but the power to create yourself, you know?
Yeah. That's a big thing. Everybody has that power. And from my observation, it seems a lot of us have forgotten that.
I forgot it. What?
I have too. I forgot it. Like I said, there was that whole period where I was just there wasn't much of a point to anything. You know, I think we've all been conditioned to think that we don't have power, and that we have to borrow power or, you know, ask for power from something outside of ourselves. And I think there is something bigger outside of ourselves, but ultimately, it's made of us, and we're made of it. And that's where it's at, you know? It kind of dawned on me. I remember one day I was, I think I was getting my wisdom teeth taken out of my head. I was the first time I thought, and they were putting me under with this gas. And I remember kind of zoning out and thinking how I get to choose what I think. And like, depending on how I was choosing, like, to think about how they were going to rip these teeth out of my head, or how, if they didn't rip them out of my head, I was going to have an infection. That changed my whole perspective on what was about to happen. And that's some powerful stuff. It really is. That's a really simple kind of example of it, but it extends a lot farther than that. Yeah.
Tell me about ear coning. What is it?
My what?
Ear coning.
Oh, ear coning. Yeah. That's awesome. Ear coning. A friend of mine ear coned me, I guess you'd say, down in San Diego. It's pretty gnarly, man. They're cylinders made out of wax, basically, that's kind of wound up in this large cone. And on one end, the diameter of this cone is small enough to fit into your ear. And you lay on your side, and you set the top of this thing on fire, and it pulls stuff out of your ears. And I was really skeptical, but it worked. It really did. My hearing, like, I could hear things I couldn't hear earlier, and it cleared a lot of just really gnarly gunk out of my ears. Yeah.
Can you do that with just regular, like, you don't need that special thing, do you? Or,
well, you need an ear candle because it's hollow in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you did a regular candle, I think you just end up burning your face. And you definitely want a spotter. Like, you can't, you know, because you have to trim this thing, and it's a two-manner. It's definitely a two-manner.
Damn it! I was gonna be like, we should do a shoot a video real quick after we're done. I would totally let you ear cone me. I was like, yeah, my ears do need to be like fixed a little bit, I think. I don't know.
Let's get it, man. Let's do an ear coning.
My guest is Parker Ainsworth, and I'm having a great time with you. By the way,
yeah, it's good.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. That's what End of the Shell is all about.
I love that you brought the ear coning.
Oh yeah. Oh, and by the way, what's your fascination with fog?
Wow, that's a good one. Where does that come from? To me, I really like stuff that's it seems like it's ancient and archetypal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love, you know, the ocean and the desert and really old ancient trees. And fog somehow fits into that. It's like this mysterious substance that's like not quite a liquid. It's not really necessarily a gas. It's just little bits of, I don't know, it kind of reminds me, fog. Okay, I guess I'm looking into the answer right now. Fog somehow relates to time to me. Like, if I was to look, you know, like they say in the beginning, there's like this big nebula, and it's just basically like a whirling cloud of dust. And that, to me, fog kind of looks like that. Like, when I look into fog, I feel like anything could come out of that fog. And I appreciate that about it.
That, to me, that frightens me, that anything could come out, you know?
It's the same thing with the ocean, too.
That's why I don't go in the ocean. I don't know what is in there. I don't want to know. I'm fine with just a little kiddie pool.
I hear that. There's definitely, I mean, that comes up as well. But for me, it's all that is, I mean, basically that's anxiety, at least for me, you know, that anxiety, which is literally fear of the unknown. And if I can approach that from a space of being, you know, humane, yes, I'm experiencing fear, but being courageous and being able to go into it, it's anything's possible in that. You know, because anything can come out of it, bad and good. And once again, whatever you're creating out of it is what you're gonna get. You know, that's my whole.
You're breaking my mind here, system, and I like that. Totally shaking it up. We're gonna have more with you, and guess what? We're gonna do, Parker. We're gonna throw you into the celebrity corner that's coming up next. But first, we're gonna hear another juicy song from you. We are gonna hear "We Just Forgot." And we'll have more right here on the End of the Shell show.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
child is born with magic deep in their heart, knowing they're here to shape a life with all that they are. Dropping brilliance from a radiant sun, choosing to dive into night to experience dark. Oh, we are a flock of angels born to dance in the stars, clipping our wings so we can know what we're not. It's okay, my love, we just forgot. It's okay, my love, we just forgot. I heard a painter kissing all of the world, explaining it all looks long, there's nothing real anymore. A fortune cookie fell from up in the sky, when it cracked open at his feet, it read, your thoughts make you right. Oh, we are a flock of angels born to dance in the stars, clipping our wings so we can know what we're not. It's okay, my love, we just forgot who we are. With our halos covered, forgetting what we're here for, born in sacred service. Sweeping my arms up, I surrender my plans, leaving impressions of my presence in the snow and the sand. We got our feathers ringing, jingling bells, laughing, flying towards the sun with these wings that don't melt. Oh, we are a flock of angels born to dance in the stars, clipping our wings so we can know what we're not. It's okay, my love, we just forgot we are. Born to dance in the stars, clipping our wings so we can know what we're not. It's okay, my love, we just forgot. It's okay, my love, we just forgot. It's okay, my love, we just forgot.
It is the Enter the Shell show. And, Do women just love you? Is it easy to come by females with you?
I don't think that's necessarily so. I've definitely had my fair share of not getting the girl. I don't that's an interesting question. I mean, I definitely love women and they smile back, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. We're about to get into the Celebrity Corner, but the Celebrity Corner actually has a new sponsor. And are you tired of hitting refresh, hoping the girl of your dreams will end her long-term relationship with that jerk that wears the hat backwards? Well, let Breakup Notifier do all the work. That's right. You'll instantly be sent an email when the split happens, so you don't miss a second of letting her know how much you want her, need her in your life. So that's the Breakup Notifier. That app is by Facebook.com. Get it now. Technology, taking all the fun out of stalking, you know? I remember just following girls before, you know, watching them on their dates. Now all I have to do is just, you know, look on their Facebook. Taking all the fun out. What do you think?
So true. Is that really?
that's
for real?
That is 100% for real.
Wow.
Facebook has an app now that the minute a person breaks up, you will be notified.
Man.
Awesome.
That definitely spans some kind of awesome. Yeah.
But it's that desperation awesome of like, that's so cool, but like, now I feel desperate. Now I'm just waiting my turn, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that necessarily cool.
Yeah, I just want, how emotionally healthy that is.
Not at all. I'm sure if you're pining for someone after all these years and you're just waiting for them, you know, to break up. And by the way, like, the moment they break up, they're not going to want, you know, to see you unless you're one of those guys that, like, you just want the rebound screw, you know? And then that just is another completely just different person, you know?
Yes, it's definitely a certain type of character that's going to want to get that out.
Yeah.
But they're out there, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I've never been a rebound guy, like, in both scenarios. I've never, you know, been a rebound where a girl just is like, oh my God, now you're single at last. I can have you. Or vice versa, where a girl breaks up with a guy. And because I know, I get all ickied out. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I literally know who you've been with. So I want to steer clear for you for about a year to make sure that there's nothing liquids or anything like that that I know are familiar with you. Type thing. I want a restart. I want a fresh new batch of liquid. If that makes sense at all. I don't know.
There you go. You got a good belief system built on the liquids.
Now, Superman. Sources say that Kevin Costner has been tapped to play the dad for the next kind of spin on the whole Superman thing. Do you like that? Do you think that's a good choice? I don't know if you're a big Kevin Costner fan or not.
You know, I liked Kevin Costner in Dances with Wolves. That was the last time I really enjoyed him.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, do you remember Fandango?
I don't remember Fandango.
Man, that's a good one, man.
I don't even know Fandango. What that's about. What's that about?
Scope it out. Fandango. Kevin Costner, early. It was like one of those movies that we had on a VHS tape. When I was growing up, it's like him and a bunch of other guys are going to school. Actually, yeah, they're going to school at the University of Texas in Austin. One of them decides they're going to get married, and they go out to get Dom, and you don't know what Dom is. And it's this, like, you know, slapstick quest to Mexico where they, like, yeah, it's ridiculous. The car stalls out. They have this idea. Judd Nelson's in it, too. They have the idea to, like, start pulling the car with a train, and they, like, tie a bunch of rope and lasso it on the front of a passing train. It rips off the whole front of the car, of course. You know, but there's some moments like that. One of them goes skydiving at the skydiving place deep in Texas and jumps out, and his first shoot is full of the hippie wife's laundry of the
so it's all like tie-dye store. I'm assuming
it's all tie-dye stuff throwing out, like, you know, 2,000 feet or whatever. There are some really good laughs in there for sure, but I just found like him more accessible early on. We're in, like, you know, Waterworld and all that stuff.
What was weird with Waterworld is everybody was like, this is gonna be stupid, and I went to go see it. I was like, okay, a world of water. Okay, I'm down. And I was like, it was okay. What I found crazy was people were using sand as a bartering kind of system. And I was like, really, sand? I don't know. It was too far-fetched. And then he was the postman. And then I was just like, okay, like, you're taking this postman kind of thing way too seriously. But I think he did, like, not necessarily, like, redeem himself, but, you know, Bull Durham, and this was all after. Wait, no, this was all before Bull Durham, right? Or was this after?
No, it's post Bull Durham.
Post Bull Durham. Oh man, yeah. The crowd in the audience, you can barely hear them, but they're all agreeing. Bull Durham.
Was that was post Dances with Wolves too? Bull Durham.
Yeah, we're all in agree. But I think he would be a good father figure. To Superman. I think he would give him.
So Superman.
Superman is this guy from Krypton. I don't know. And here's the thing. Like, they've made, this is like their 3 trillion.
He's playing Superman. That's all.
Some British guy. Some British guy. All of our superheroes, I don't know if you know this or not, are now being played by British actors. So now we're outsourcing our superheroes. Yeah, in Australian, the Hulk. That's right. So
Christian Bale, Batman.
Yeah, Christian Bale, 12. Batman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So get used to it. Get used to it. Are you a fan of superheroes or anything like that?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Man, when I was a kid, I really liked He-Man.
He was dope.
Yeah, there you go.
And
with the power of Grayskull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fully.
Mm-hmm. And then he had, was it Oracle? What was the guy with the hat and stuff? Did you like Dolph Lundgren as He-Man, Masters of the Universe, the movie?
You know, I'd have to say no, because I'd already seen him as I saw him in Rocky, you know, before.
The Russian.
The Russian, yeah, in Rocky. And that was just bad casting, you know? Like, who takes the perfect archetypal, like, you know, Cold War representation of, like, the guy against Rocky and then cast him as Master of the Universe, He-Man. Like, I don't know, to an American audience, it just, because he still kind of had an accent too. He wasn't good enough an actor to switch it completely on me. So, yeah, that was, didn't dig it.
Masters of the Universe was very odd to me because they took a lot of characters and they put, like, new characters in. Like, they didn't have. They didn't have the guy, I forgot his name, but he had the jaw, and he would, like, the metal jaw. I forgot what his name was. His name might have been Metal Jaw Guy. I don't know. But, like him, like, he wasn't in there, and they just, like, really, really fucked with you. They really took a lot of, like, characters out and put new ones in. But you know what? I still enjoyed it. I still did. And hate me if you want. Whatever. I don't care. It was still a good movie.
I don't hate on you, Turtle. I
know.
Like that.
I know, but they didn't have his tiger guy. Who was his tiger that he would go around with? That's the millionaire.
That's gonna be one of those things that bugs me.
I know. Then tomorrow you're gonna be like, oh, it was you know, so and so. He's like, come here, Tigra, or something like that. I don't know.
Tigra,
or something. Love it. Like, where are we? Oh, and are you a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan? Well, Anthony Kiedis has announced the name of their new record that's about to come out. So hold on to your hat as I reveal the name. And the new record will be Dr. Johnny Skin's Disproportionately Rambunctious Polar Express Machine Head. I'm not going to say that again. You're going to have to rewind and go back because that was I don't even know what I said, actually. Let me try one more time. Let me have fun with this. It was Dr. Johnny Skin's Disproportionately Rambunctious Polar Express Machine Head. What's wrong with the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Go.
Wow. I don't even know where to start with that. I heard Polar Express. Which makes me wonder if they took it from the children's book.
I don't know.
I actually enjoyed that.
There are rambunctious things in there and Dr. Johnny Skins, so.
Dr. Johnny Skins.
Yeah.
Sounds like some bottle of snake oil or something.
Yeah.
Trying to sign off the back of a wooden cart.
They're definitely doing something crazy these days, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love those guys, though. I mean, Flea, you know, Anthony Kiedis. They still have Dave Navarro playing?
No.
I lost them a couple of records ago.
Yeah, they just got rid of... Who did they just get rid of? John Frusciante they just got rid of.
He was the guy who played... He was the guy playing on Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big record for me. And Mother's Milk I really got into as well.
Breaking the Girl was my favorite song off Blood Sex Sugar and Magic.
Yeah.
That one and I think it's called the Coyote Song. Or something like, there's something in the way, but she don't want me to. I can never tell what something's on me. That's my core. You are a better singer than me.
I was a sucker for the single, man. You know,
Under the Bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, great song.
You know, that was a big tune.
I think that song's about heroin, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Well, it's now time to give you this week's clues for artists of the week, and now this is the Legend series. At the end of the month, we usually take an artist, and they have to be a legend, or in our eyes, a legend, and we talk to you about them. And this week's Artist of the Week Legend series, I'm going to give you the clue, and if this is a huge clue, they're my favorite band, and they just released an album. Literally like a week ago. And if you listen to last week's show, then you already know who it is. So find out this Friday on who Turtle's favorite band is. Huge clue. When you walked in, don't give it away. All right. And also, we have an album review, and that's from the Tennessee five-piece band. We Were the States, and their sophomore release, Rasa. So go check that out. We got shout outs coming up next, and we're going to reveal the moral of the show. But right now, Parker Ainsworth, you are about to do a cover of Mike Snow's Animal, and I'm very interested because Mike Snow, they're not necessarily techno-y band, very electronic, so this is going to be interesting on how you incorporate this, so I'm excited, so take it away.
There was a time when my world was filled with darkness, darkness, darkness. Then I stopped dreaming, now I'm supposed to fill it up with something, something, something. In your eyes, I see the eyes of somebody I knew before, long, long, long ago. But I'm still trying to make my mind up. Am I free or am I tied up? I change shame just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip. Yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal. There is a hole and I try to fill it up with morning, morning, morning. But it gets bigger till your horse is always running, running, running. In your eyes, I see the eyes of somebody that couldn't be strong. Tell me if I'm wrong. And now I'm pulling your disguise up. Are you free or are you tied up? I change shame just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip. Yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal. I change shame just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip. Yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal. Whether I was talking to a turtle, I was entering to a shell. There's many beasts with a different exoskeleton. Call it what you will. I'm gonna keep on moving along like an animal cracker in a song. I used to bite off all the limbs and heads. I was a messed up kid back then, but I'm getting strong. Gotta let go of all that could hold us back in a world that's full of lack. There's not no scarcity. You see, it's all more the hilarity. I focus on thoughts and start moving up into the skies. My heart expands like a hot air balloon covered with animals of all time. I change shame just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip. Yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal. I change shame just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip. Yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal.
Man, I had a cough in the middle of that one.
You saved it, though. Yeah, you saved it.
It was like the inhale cough.
Yeah, that's what counts. That's what counts. It's now time for shout-outs. And I got some CD winners I would like to shout out. Now, these guys won a CD autographed by Joseph Patrick. We just had Joseph Patrick on last week. He was kind enough to hook us up with some... with some CDs or Patrick Joseph. Did I just switch that? Yeah. I told him too. I'm like, you have
two
first names. I'm like, I should not trust you. That's like rule number one. So here are those winners that won those autographed CDs, and it's Deborah. And this is what I love about the people that listen to us. They have these fabulous last names that I just completely, like, I just completely screw up. So, Deborah Corganham from Jacksonville, Florida. If you're from Jacksonville, Florida, and your name is Deborah, and I butchered your last name, I'm sorry. But thank you for listening, and have fun with that CD. Mike Salas of Laverne, California, and Andrew Nello of Baldwin Park, California. You gave us two CDs of your new, or I'm going to just say new EP.
That works.
Yeah, yeah. Parker Loves You. And we're going to get those autographed, and you can win those on enterthesheld.com. Actually, if you log on to enterthesheld.com, you can see a little icon for Facebook. Join our Facebook, and then we're going to do something on there. And I don't know. We always do something different. We just might say, hey, the first two people to send us an email, or I don't know, something in that vein. But I implore you, get this CD. If you don't win it, at least get it, because, dude, you're amazing. And
thanks, man.
And I love the vibe that you've created, and you know, it holds up on the CD. So I'm very excited. So thank you for that. Do you have any shout-outs that you would like to give out?
Shout-outs, yeah. Shout-outs to everybody I knew in Austin, Texas. Seth, Liz, Shannon, Jonna, all the beautiful people back there in Central Texas. All my Cosmic family out here in California, definitely feeding the soul. Amazing people, Val, Kat, Mel, all just, yeah, so beautiful. Highly recommend checking out feedingthesoulfoundation.org. They're up to big things, and they're down in North County, San Diego.
And what do they do?
Basically, they have an organization that raises money for nonprofits, and they do that with really beautiful events full of a lot of musicians that I'm grateful to call friends. And so we get to just get together, and there's a lot of like random spontaneous harmonies put together backstage right before you run out. They had a big show, the CD release actually, that had a book of recipes in it actually, and that was in San Diego at the beginning of this year. So yeah, they throw great events, all good causes, and it's just love, you know. It's like, whatever the intention you have to make something, that shows up on the other end. And they do it for love, and it comes out love. And it's just, yeah, the great crew.
Dope. We're going to have the link to them on enterthesheld.com, so maybe you can donate to them. Also, I would like to give some shout-outs to Vanessa Moll, The Hoser, Michelle Crispin, and Tom Steinbridge. Thank you guys so much. And, of course, to NoHo2 Studio, NoHo2.com. Dude, is this not just like the dopest place on earth?
It's sweet, man.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, they do photo shoots here. If you want to learn about your camera, come here, speak with Mark Doty, and he'll totally hook you up, and he'll show you exactly what to do with your camera. If you just want to do a photo shoot, if you always want to do a photo shoot, come down here, and they'll totally hook you up. So big shout out to NoHo2.
I got a couple more shout outs too.
Go for it, man. Cool.
Of course, my mom and dad back in Texas, my sister in New York, Brittany and Michelle for this Sunset Sessions that I just came out this weekend, and all of my, you know, Ryan, everybody I surf with out in Venice, y'all are amazing. I love you, and all the yogis who are practicing. Just love you all. There you go. That was good.
Hell yeah. And Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. Log on there. And then guess what? Now you could stream us on your smartphone. So, the moment we've all been waiting for. I know everyone's like, oh my god, this is exactly what I've always wanted. It's now time for the Demoralizer 3000. It's about time to find out the moral of today's show.
The unknown, Mike Stone, Fog, Competitive Yoga, Harmonica, Breakup Notifier, Superman, and Dolph Lundgren.
That means it's done. Parker, if you will rip open that envelope and tell us the moral of the show.
And the moral of today's show is, success is just when reality catches up to your imagination.
There it is. You like that?
That was really good. You did your homework. I'm super impressed, Turbo. Yeah.
Tell your friends. Immediately.
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. My guest has been Parker Ainsworth. ParkerAinsworth.com. We're going to have the links to his Facebook, his MySpace, his Twitter. And most importantly, we're going to have a link to his Bandcamp so you can go out and purchase his new EP, Parker Loves You. Thank you so much for being on the show. And we're going to leave you now with Freedom's Calling.
Got it. Can I say one thing about it?
Say whatever you'd like.
Okay. This song is called Freedom's Calling. It's a friend of mine, Tawny, she works at Free the Slaves. And I believe the URL is freetheslaves.net. And it's just highlighting the fact that slavery is still happening in the world. And we have an option where we can actually get slavery off of the face of this planet. There's no reason it needs to be here. No one needs to be enslaved by another human being. And so she inspired me to write this song. And it's called Freedom's Calling. So this is like the third time I played it. I played it last week with the Cafe Gratitude crew, who I didn't get a shout out earlier, but I wanted to say that. And they're opening a new cafe here March 4th, so I'll be playing there if y'all want to come on down. So this is called Freedom's Calling.
To sleep, I see tunnels in my dreams, out the darkness of this place, a dollar light that feels so free. I thought that God had forgotten me, praying hours on my knees. Give me a sign, something that I can see, something I can touch. Outside was holding me. I hear you calling, raise up, release me. I hear you calling, calling. All of my children were born to be free. Been tricked and sold down a river of lies and shame untold. Time passes slow, and I miss my family more and more. I really wanna go, but I don't know which way to run back home. I'm scared that no one will come, and I'll die right here like an animal. I hear you calling, raise up. Freedom's calling. I hear you calling. Freedom's calling. I hear you calling. Freedom's calling. I hear you calling. Freedom's calling. Oh, oh, oh. Brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, all one tree inside the garden. No one stands if any falter, as we're all climbing towards the sun. In any bonds, chain the whole tone, going back to where we're from. The sacred fire singing, oh.
Parker Ainsworth, thank you so much. Find them, parkerainsworth.com. That's going to wrap it up for another edition of the Enter the Shell show. Go to enterthesshell.com. All the links will be there. We are out of here. Later.
Enterthesshell.com. Thanks for distracting me.